Mr. President, first lady, my dear wife, President, welcome again to Samana Hospital. Well, it is me so pleased to thank you so much again for PEPFAR, President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief. Through PEPFAR, we got these two buildings. These two buildings, facility, we just visited, and again with the screening. In Dar es Salaam, there are three of these buildings, one in each of the districts, and then we have five smaller ones. About 40 patients have been registered, and 24,000 are already on ARV, because they are eligible. I'm not a doctor, but they say the levels of CD4 counts, and they reach a certain level, about 300, where they say now they have got to go to start treatment. Well, the significance of this is the people we have around here. This tattoo, she has her own story to tell, I'm sure. There is a couple. Stephen, where is the wife? Bring the wife here. Hey. Yeah. This is Stephen. They're a couple. Mm-hmm. And when she was pregnant, she was diagnosed as being HIV positive. So then she came under care and treatment. The baby there is healthy. So we can see these are some of those typical examples of the success of this kind of this program. Had there not been a program to test them, well, they may not be there. So one of the advantages is that their son is healthy. They are under treatment. They are healthy. They are doing their own work. So that son is lucky. He's not orphaned, thanks to the PEPFAR program. And then we have Madam Kuba Paleji.
Honorat
Shirima. Yes. An ex-military, I'm sure. Yeah, retired. But I'm told when he came here, he was in very bad shape. He was in very bad shape. He was almost dying. So he started the program of ARVs, and you can see how he looks now. He looks healthy and looks much better than what he was. So all that I can say, President, is words of appreciation and thanks. It has done a tremendous job. You know Tatu, you know her story. She was in Congress recently. So I say to welcome you is to thank you. Thank you so much for the initiative. It has done so much for our people. It has given a future. As I was saying this morning, many children now have been saved from the orphans. And the example is that man. Please go ahead. Well, thank you,
Chairman. President, thanks for having us. I really appreciate you suggesting a stop here at the Manor Hospital District. The American people have built two of the wings of this hospital, and I want to come here precisely to let the American people know how important their generosity is to help and save lives. And Doc, I thank you for setting up this meeting. We're so honored to be with the doctors and the healers, as well as those who have been helped by the program. One of the main reasons I want to make sure the American people know that that this program is successful is because I want this program to continue to be funded. It's in our national interest that the American generosity continue beyond my presidency. And so, Mr. President, one way to send a clear message to the good people of our country is that their generosity is saving lives, and we really appreciate those whose lives have been saved to come and share their stories. And Tattoo, it's good to see you again. She was at the State of the Union address.
Yes.
She and Faith sitting with Laura and our two daughters. And your smile is bright today as it was then.
Why not? She has hope. She has hope for the future.
She has hope and faith. You want to say something, Beth?
Yes.
Please.
Thank you very much. I'm honored to welcome and introduce President Bush, President Kikwete, together with the First Lady, Mrs. Laura Bush, and Mrs. Salma Kikwete. You're all welcome to our discussion this afternoon. As the President has said, we, in front of you, a panel of members who each one has a story to share with us this afternoon. And to start with, I would like to welcome Tatu Sangi to again share with us a story.
Thank you very much. Through President Bush, I would like to thank all American people for supporting CELSA. I'm working at Kessel Children Hospital. I was diagnosed with a positive through prevention of mother to child transmission of HIV infection. I was given a dose of Nivolumab, which is a single dose, and my child also, after delivery, was given a single dose of Nivolumab. Then she was tested when she was 16 months, and she was HIV negative. So I am among the last women in Tanzania through the HEALTHFAST program. I'm very lucky to work in the health facility as I counsel mothers on what I went through. And on the issue of fighting stigma and discrimination in our institution, through the support of community management and co-workers, we formed a supportive group, a group of staff members living with HIV/AIDS, and a group of 15 members. All were enrolled in care and treatment, although some of us were not on treatment because their clinical experience had. We just went there for nutritional counseling and living positively and prevention of re-infection. Me and Faith were a bright future ahead, which is to continue my studies and Faith too. So thanks very much, and it's nice to see you here.
Yes, thank you.